Welcome to Five Star Radio. Consider this your warning.
Hey there, cats, kittens, I'm Mike Coughlin. This is Five Star Radio here at HalfGuarded.com, the world's premier mixed martial arts website that nobody's reading. Doing what we do, walking the dogs as we talk about the events of the day, of the week, and everything, including our explosive report in which I basically figured out in advance that John Jones was going to plead guilty and be come back to the UFC using deductive reasoning. Because I'm smart. It's actually gotten a pretty decent amount of play. Fortunately, what everybody's talking about is a piece of shit article written by Josh Gross, who, as most would know, is a terrible journalist. Actually, I don't really know if he's a terrible journalist, but he's had a public axe to grind with the UFC for years. And this in his report here on Vitor Belfort, and the UFC supposedly knowing something, maybe they knew something, maybe they didn't, I don't know. Which, if there's any fighter I believe the UFC would cover up for, it probably is Vitor, just due to Lorenzo Fertitta's odd love of all things Vitor Belfort. That said, this story is why you try not to be a dick. Because Gross is one of the people that tried to boycott the UFC because UFC wouldn't give him free tickets to shows. Like, the UFC took away press credentials from certain guys, like everybody almost, I think, at one point. Not me. And Josh Gross is pissed about it. And he's just clearly been... he's had a transparent hatred of the UFC. There's a famous clip of him on one of those, I think it's Inside MMA or whatever the thing is called on Access, where they're talking about, like, best pound-for-pound fighters or something like that. And somebody says, George St. Pierre, and you can just see Gross shake his head in disgust and disbelief. Like, oh my gosh, no, not him, anybody but him. And so, he's come out with this report that was on Deadspin.com. Now, Deadspin, if you don't read it, is trash journalism. It's not journalism. For the most part, it's kind of like HalfGuarded.com, except for really bad. Like, it's tabloid shit that pretends like it's not tabloid shit. And occasionally they do real journalism too. But it has real bias. I mean, it's got a... I don't even know if you can call it a little guy versus the big guy syndrome. But it's definitely anti... When I say anti-establishment, I don't even mean that in a good way. Whereas I think that it's been proven here with HalfGuarded.com, we are equal opportunity. I will pat myself on the back and take... We have taken the UFC to task for things. We have called for fighter union. We have exposed flaws in the testing process, which none of these people actually want to talk about because that's real. It's a lot easier to talk about speculative bullshit. Yet at the same time, we will praise what I think is praiseworthy. So the report that's come out is that, and keep in mind, remember the other week that Thomas Hauser had his damning story that USADA was basically giving Floyd Mayweather Jr. favors on drug testing. And of course, USADA's in the news because in addition to being the new drug testing partner, if you will, for the UFC, their independent third party, USADA is also, I believe, it is like the governing body for drug testing in the United States of America. I believe that the World Anti-Doping Agency and all that works in connection with it. It's like, it's a real deal. It gets government money and shit like that. Like, it's a big deal. If they're being clearly, essentially bought off. Not essentially, that's the claim, is that they're bought off. Which kind of makes sense, you know, give preferential treatment to the guy that's paying them all the money. Which is weird, though, because, like, they can't test people that aren't giving them money. Right? if their client is the UFC, they can't show favoritism towards the UFC. Now, when it comes to individuals looking and using USADA. Yes, if Floyd Mayweather is paying for all the tests, and it's just him versus Pacquiao, and Floyd said, I'm going to pay for all the tests, and Pacquiao said, okay, you can pay for it, I don't care. Then, arises a conflict. You can see where USADA be like, hey, let's keep the gravy train happy. But if it's the UFC itself, unless they are explicitly telling USADA, this guy has to pass, and we don't care about these guys, which they might do, stranger shit has happened, but that would go, I mean, that would be so much like the biggest story ever. It'd be a huge breach of ethics that I can't even fathom it. Then again, Volkswagen just did even worse, so who knows. But otherwise, the UFC itself is the client. So I guess, and nobody else is. It's not like USADA is being funded by the UFC and they're also testing Bellator and everybody else for free. And then you could be like, well, then they'd have an incentive to make sure that UFC fighters pass, whereas Bellator fighters don't, to bolster the image of the UFC. So it's a little different when it's an organization paying for it. But nonetheless. So there's the idea that, authorities are covering up drug tests. Now, and so it's in that context that this article by Josh Gross comes out, published in Deadspin, about Vitor Belfort and the UFC covering up a supposed weird test of his right before his fight with John Jones back in whatever the fuck year that was, before some of you probably ever watched MMA, which makes me feel really old because that was like after the bubble. Oh, and there's some lady mowing her grass. That was a dude. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. I don't want to be interrupted by grass cutting. You guys don't want that either, do you, dogs? Come on. And so, essentially what happens is, somehow there was some report, they got 2 out of 3 pages or something like that. And on the page, what the report shows is a test supposedly taken by Vitor Belfort, faxed to the UFC for whatever reason, before he fought John Jones. And it showed that Vitor Belfort's testosterone levels were high, but within the acceptable range. They were, quote, high for a man his age. But they were still within what would be an acceptable level. And then there's some other free-range testosterone, which I think is kind of like free-range chicken, only for testosterone. And that was higher than it should have been. And now they asked in the article, talks to doctors and people from Nevada and all this shit. And it's always good to get the Nevada doctors. It's always good to get their opinion on things. Because it's not like Nevada is the most incompetent of them all. Oh, no. So they asked that. I like to pause there. They asked the doctor for his opinion and all this shit, blah, blah, blah. And the doctor basically says, it's high, but it's within the acceptable range limits. And then he says, it would set off a red flag to look at it. Now, everybody hears, oh, it sets off a red flag. But all the doctor said was, it would warrant further investigation. He doesn't say that it was a failure that was covered up. As for the free-range testosterone, which was higher than it should have been, quote, for a man his age. Again, he says, there's so many factors involved to say whether or not this would be a failure or not. So he basically says, it's a gray area, and they move it on, and there's nothing to it. And the grossest thing even says something like, but in the fans' minds, it's black and white, cheating is cheating. I mean, just come out and it's like, so what happens, this entire story is, UFC got the results of a test for Vitor Belfort, who everybody knew was cheating. And Vitor Belfort was a drug cheat, nobody denies that. He's been using his whole life, probably. He's failed numerous tests. It's documented. He's documented on TRT. He's admitted he's used TRT. I think he was on TRT at the time. This isn't a secret. He had exemptions. He was being given exemptions not just by the UFC, I think by like everybody. Well, I think most of him is fighting in Brazil. Oops. So what we have here is a test where he doesn't fail. He just is higher than, quote, a man his age. Now, this is a real bone of contention. And I think it's like probably the most underreported aspect of all the TRT failures and shit like that, which is a man of his age and the imprecise nature of testing and the fact that we don't have real baselines. First of all, Vitor Belfort is not a normal man. One, he's been on steroids his whole life. Two, he is a hell of an athlete. I'm sure that even without steroids, I mean, with the steroids, you could say he turned into like an amazing super duper duper athlete. And without them, he's probably still an amazing athlete. So don't give me this, a man of his age. Athletes, as Don Fry once said, are not like the rest of us. And there are people that are born better. There are going to be outliers in everything in life. Guys that are born producing more testosterone. Sometimes it happens very naturally, as a, you know, we all have seen it when, you know, like Bigfoot Silva, some of those guys, where they get the, you know, the tumor that pushes us in the pituitary gland, creating an excess release of testosterone. But there are also going to be people that just produce a lot more testosterone naturally, because they're manly men. I mean, you can look at Brock Lesnar. I don't know if Brock Lesnar, okay, legally, any... I can't tell you Brock Lesnar used steroids. I don't think he ever failed a test. But even if he did, because Brock is a big dude. He's ripped and all this stuff. Well, I know for a fact, for a 100% fact, that Josh Barnett and Tim Sylvia, both big dudes, 250-plus giant men, have used steroids. And they still look like they were melting. Brock Lesnar, steroids or not, does not look like they do. Some people... So... Your body is your body. For some people, it will help. It's going to help everybody. I don't think the steroids ever really made somebody worse. They are called performance enhancers for a reason. But we all have different bodies. And I don't think it's really fair to say, oh, a man of his age. Does that mean a man of his age who's been an athlete forever? Does that mean a man of his age who was a great athlete? Does that mean a man of his age who comes from his background, a man of his age with his access to legal supplements and high quality food and all that? Does that mean a man of his age like, I don't know, me? And again, at the end of the day, the test wasn't a failure. The main number that everybody looks at was high, but within an acceptable range. And this was even funnier. People are like, wow, it was at the high end of the range. Yeah, but it's still within the fucking range. Like, you don't get to set a range, and then somebody's within the range go, yeah, but you're really close to going above the range. Like, what the fuck? You don't get a speeding ticket if you're going 64 and it's just in a 65. That's just not the law. If you go 64 and 65, you're fine. We use that because, apparently, even if you're using testosterone and all this stuff, if you somehow used it, and you're still within an acceptable range... Apparently, you don't. It doesn't give you a benefit. I don't know if that's really how that works, but I presume that's kind of the reasoning. I don't know. But he's within the range. And what people, and again, this always gets glossed over. I know somebody. He helps run this website. Who uses testosterone? He was administered it by a doctor. And what gets me is like, people aren't looking at this stuff that closely. They're just, oh, well, it's all steroids. And we're all stuck in this mindset of, oh, you know, hold over from, shit shows up in your body forever. We went over with the Nick Diaz thing about timing and whatnot. And when did they test Vitor? Was it the morning? Was it the afternoon? Was it the evening? There's a reason for this shit. I know my father, my late father, fat bastard who of evil and alcoholic, bless his soul, was on insulin. And he would have to measure his blood sugar levels all the time. And he always had to measure it at the same time during the day to create a baseline because his morning number would be different than if it was in the middle of the day. Why? Because he'd be eating, he'd be moving, he'd be more active. So we don't know when the test is administered, what it should have been at that time. Do they have a real baseline? I don't think that the science is there for any of this. I know it's not there. And my dog is rolling around in the grass. You're such a weirdo. Why would you roll? Come on. And so, again, we're making a mountain. I mean, and yeah. And what's funny is, like, they didn't even really get into the greater context. It's more just like, they write a little bit about this, and then it's like, oh, by the way, Vitor Belfort has a long history of using steroids. No shit, Sherlock. Now, the real truth is, Well, not the real truth, because there's no fucking real truth. What a weird... That's a verbal clutch tick of mine, isn't it? Is that... Obviously, the UFC in August of that year had scheduled Dan Henderson versus John Jones. And it had fallen through at the last second due to Henderson's injury and Jones' refusal to face Chael Sonnen, that whole saga. And so... And that's when people thought, oh, John Jones is ducking people. And then, like, he fights a month later against a tougher opponent, probably, in Vanderbilt. And so, yes, in that, I can see in that context, people would be like, well, look at that. See, the UFC had an incentive to hide this because they didn't want to lose two main events in a row like that, which is probably true. Although, again, Chael Sonnen probably would have taken the fight. At that point, I don't know. Fuck if I know what's really going on there. And so... That would give you, again, that would be the motivation for the UFC, but the fucking tests were within the normal range. Well, the two things that were abnormal, one of them wasn't abnormal. It was just close to abnormal, but close to abnormal doesn't matter. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. I have no idea, by the way, what the fuck that means. I get the hand grenades part. I don't play horseshoes. I don't think I've ever played horseshoes in my life. I know what a horseshoe is, obviously, because I'm not a fucking moron. But I don't know what it actually means to throw a horseshoe. Okay, whatever. Yeah. I don't know, you get close. You're supposed to, like, throw, like, a fucking stick in the ground. Is it, like... I don't know what that means. Like, do you both throw and whoever's closest a stick wins? I don't know what it means. So anyways, again, he wasn't over the fucking limit. Vitor Belfort would not have failed a test with that number in any jurisdiction. Again, and the best, the very best anybody can say is, oh, it looks kind of weird. That's it. This is, like I say, it's trying to play off of the public's perception of... Well, we all know Vitor Belfort's a cheat. It's true. And, oh, well, USADA did this. So now maybe the UFC did it. And this is 3+ years ago. Or maybe not 3+. Almost 3 years ago now. And it's just come to light due to some idiot accidentally emailing it out. Oops. Which is, fuck, somebody's getting fired for that. And again, I would be willing to believe that the UFC, if they had a number from Vitor, I don't know. I don't know if they would actually hide a real failure. Because again, I don't know if this was an actual, like, out of, like, you know, pre-fight drug test that they're administering. This is something private or how it was done. Like, is this like a Nick Diaz situation where he's trying to see what his levels are at before it took the official test? I'm not totally sure. But again, I know how much the Fertittas, Lorenzo in particular, loves Vitor, so it wouldn't surprise me if they would look, be, yeah, I don't know. Or if this is like, I don't know, like Frank Shamrock, they'd be like, look at the fuckhead cheater, and they'd crucify. Except for they never would, because they got money at stake. And therein lies the rub. What the fuck are you supposed to do? You, me, people on this site who I think have come to trust me, Mike Coughlin, honest human being that I am, man that's always lied, but never to you. Except for when I do, but then I tell you I did. The reality isn't simple. It's complex. But it's not sensational. And here we are. You want to know where the world's going to shit? You want to know why people care more about Prime Minister's fucking pigs, which is fucking hilarious, and, you know, shit like that as opposed to actual nuances in the world? It's because of stuff like this, reports like this. Reports that play on our base instincts and basically say, look, we don't actually really have anything here, but fuck it. Let's go with it. It sounds kind of salacious, and I'll get some attention and clicks. That's what it is. And so, even though, like, I, Mike Coughlin, when I do my actual real reporting, instead of making, you know, dick and fart jokes, when I go out there and do stuff, what am I? I have to write things, and I'll tell people, like, it's inconclusive. Like, I look at it, and it's like, this could be abused. And the most I can say is it could be. And I have to be very, again, I try to be honest. I think it's important to be honest, not overly mislead. And yet, that's what sells. It's fine. I think I saw a quote, and I can't remember the exact quote. It was about H.L. Mencken. It's attributed to H.L. Mencken. And it's essentially like, when a politician faces the public, he's not facing rational people. He's facing a group of irrational morons. And any normal person qualified to lead, when faced with a group of irrational morons, would not do well. It's only basically a fucking dickhead who would be able to handle that situation. Therefore, because the mob is irrational, we only have fucking dickheads as leading us. That's what it is. I hate to sound like the bitter old, oh, it's all broken, the world's fucked, but the world's fucked, but guess what? That's the world, I guess. I guess that's what the world is. And maybe I'm smarter, maybe I'm just as dumb as all of them, and I just don't know it. That's completely possible with me. I have no doubt whatsoever that I'm a moron. That's probably more accurate than not. But maybe that's just the world. Maybe the world is stupid. Maybe the world is going to go around, and when a test is within the acceptable range, but just a little closer to almost not good, but it's still good, and we don't really have it totally nailed down, and the science is fucking evolving day by day, where one month we're thinking, hey, TRT's fine, it's not really doing anything funny. Next month we realize, oh, it's really, really cheating. And then we apply standards of today to our thought processes of back then, when we all kind of looked at TRT, and we're kind of like, yeah, this is a real easy way to probably abuse things, but it never really registered to people as like being super cheating. It wasn't creating He-Man action figures until I guess it turned out that it was, but now we apply today, again, it's like with baseball, looking at all the home runs, oh, they're all cheating. It's like, but at the time, they came up with the Joneses, the John Joneses, if you will. And now people, oh, there's some quotes. What if he had hurt John Jones if I blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, there's the shit from back in December when John Jones' numbers looked funny, but just because, again, they look funny doesn't mean that they're bad. It's science. Cheat or not, fail or not, that's it. You set a range, and that's it. If you don't like the range, if you don't think that the range is fair, if you just want to say he should be at 700, and that's it. Because what, if his number's too low, they'd still probably let him fight. Unless it was, I guess, so super duper. You know, though, if somebody's number was super duper 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 too low, do you really think an athletic commission would say, I don't think it's healthy enough for you to fight? Fuck no. So there's no range. What there is a limit. And he was under the limit. But we want to pretend that it matters. And then we use it for his age. So for somebody else's age, and yes, I know, it's very acceptable to say that a grown man will have a different level of testosterone than say a boy going through puberty. Don't I know it? Still, none of it ever is kosher. Chris Weidman, again, probably clean. I don't know. Actually, I have really no basis for saying whether or not he's clean. That's me washing my hands. Vitor Belfort was in the 700s for some of his tests before he fought Weidman. When that was considered proof of him using something. Because it was higher than it should have been for his age. Whereas Weidman was at 3-something. And I don't know if that was proper for Weidman or not. I know that when the initial number came out for that shit in December with Jones and Cormier, that Cormier's number initially was a little lower, which is like, oh, well, that's a flag too. Everything's a fucking flag. Maybe it's because they're super duper athletes. And getting an actual baseline and doing real true work on shit like this would be very, very expensive and time consuming. And frankly, the world really should devote its resources to something else. Not that we should encourage cheating. No, no. No. But, fuck people, like, I don't know. Donald Trump is out there saying that autism is caused by vaccines. That's more of a problem than this. That's my stance. That's my stance. I'm taking the drastic position of, it's kind of fucking vague-ish, so stop. I said vague-ish, which is true, and I saw a wedding invitation to Vegas. No wonder nobody takes my website seriously, and only 15 people probably listen to this show, because you'd have to be an idiot and have something wrong with you to listen to this much bullshit being spewed. Hey, it rhymed. And on that note, we're going to end the podcast, because I'm never going to top that. So until next time, which will probably be in a day or two, I'm Mike Coughlin. This is Five Star Radio here at HalfGuarded.com, the only website that tells you half the truth, but lets you know that the other half is out there, because the truth is out there, and we've got half of it. Got to come up with a better tagline. Until that time comes, though. Au revoir, mes amis.
Five-star man before the internet, I'm damn sure a five-star man now, okay? I just gotta drop the dead weight so I can shine.